now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and one of the best-known stories, The Brain Goes Home.
Well, it is one night, maybe about 11, that I am standing in front of Mindy's talking with Slugsy Sacks about this and that, when a taxi cab pulls up and stops. I do not pay any attention to it until Slugsy says,
"Hey, Broadway, look.
What is it, Slugsy?"
"It is the brain in that cab."
"Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it is."
"Hey, something is the matter."
"What?"
"Look at him. He wants us to come over there."
"But there is something wrong. Come on." "Brain, what happens?"
"Get in the cab, Broadway. You too, Slugsy."
"Hey, Brain."
"Get in."
"You are hurt."
"Yeah. Knifed. Bad."
"Hey, we gotta get him to a hospital, Broadway."
"Yeah, yeah, I will tell the cabbie."
"No, no. No hospital."
"Who does this to your brain?"
"You kidding? That's something I'll keep to myself till later. Then..."
"Hey, Broadway. He is gonna die if we do not get him someplace."
"Brain. Brain, you hear me?"
"Yeah."
"Where do you want to go?"
"Home."
"Home?"
"Sure, his hotel."
"No, no, home, I said. Broadway, you know. Take me."
"Which one, Brain? Which home?"
"Doris. Doris Clare. And call my lawyer. And Doc Brennan. Better get going."
"Yeah. Sutton Place, cabby. Step on it."
"Right."
"Brain, how does this happen to you?"
I could care less. I walked out without my boys. Got knifed. Somebody didn't like to pay off a bet he lost him."
"Tell us who it is, Brain. We will tell your boys."
"No, no. I'll take care of this myself."
"How do you get into camp?"
"Wasn't this week then. Broadway, tell this guy to hurry."
"Sure. Come on, cabbie. Open his hack up, will you?"
"Okay, mister."
"Don't forget. My lawyer and Doc Brennan."
"I still say it ought to be a hospital."
"He does not want it that way, Slugsy. They ask questions. He does not want questions asked."
"But me and you, if we are picked up with him like this, we will have to answer questions."
"You wish to get out here, Slugsy?"
No, I guess not."
"Okay. We will take him to Sutton Place."
"Hey, I never know he lives over there."
"It is one of his homes. And I hope we get there in time."
"Hello there. Who are you?"
"I am looking for Miss Doris Clare."
"Oh? But who are you?"
"Just tell her Broadway wants to see her."
"Broadway? Is that your name?"
"Look, I got no time to talk about names. Tell Miss Clare I have got to see her right now."
"Well, all right. Doris, Doris, there's somebody at the door for you." "Yes, what is it?"
"Oh, hello."
"Shut the door, Miss Clare."
"What? What's the idea?"
"Shut the door."
"Well, wait a minute. Let me fix the latch." "Is something wrong? Where's Brain?"
"That is what I have got to tell you. He is downstairs in the cab. He has got to come up here, quick."
"Well, why doesn't he?"
"Because he is in trouble."
"What?"
"Bad trouble. He has got to have a place to rest and a doctor."
"Trouble? He's hurt?"
"Yeah. Somebody is very rough with the knife."
"Oh. But look, you can't bring him up here. You can't."
"He is not able to go bouncing around in a hack all night. He has got to rest."
"Not here. Can't you see I'm... Well, I have friends here."
"You also got one downstairs."
"Take him to a hospital."
"That is the last place he wants to go. He has got to come in here."
"No, there are people here tonight. I can't afford to... Well, don't you see? If he's hurt the way you say
he is..." "I am bringing him up."
"If you do, I'll call the police."
"You will what?"
"I can't help it. He simply can't come in here. Not tonight."
"I get it, doll. I get it. Okay. See you later."
"How come we do not take him up there, Broadway?"
"There is nobody home up there, Slugsy."
"You are gone an awful long time to find that out."
"Yeah, yeah, I know."
"Broadway. Broadway."
"Yeah, Brain."
"I saw a light. She was home."
"No, no, no, she is not."
"All right. Go to Cynthia's."
"Sure. Park Avenue, cabby, and step on it."
"Right, boss."
"Broadway, I don't think I can take much more of this. I gotta stop. Real soon."
"Sure, Brain, sure. We'll go to Cynthia's place.
Yeah. Home.
Well, hello, Broadway. Oh.
Anybody else here?
No, but what's the matter? What happened?
You better get out of the way. All right, Slugsy, help me.
You're not bringing him in here.
Why not?
He's hurt. No, don't bring him in here.
Get out of the way. Open that door.
Look, he'll have to have a doctor. The doctor will ask questions. I can't afford the publicity. My play, it's being read.
Then who gives you the chance to write that play?
I know he did, but you must understand. I can't afford to have it known that he...
That you know him,
You
huh?
do understand.
Yeah. But all the same, open that door.
Please, no.
Slugsy, see if she's got a key.
Sure. Okay, doll, do we get the key the easy way, or...
Leave her alone, Slugsy.
Brain. But we think you passed out.
I did.
Brain, go to a hospital. I'll come to see you first thing in the morning.
Thanks. Let's go, Broadway.
No, look, Brain, 5 minutes more bouncing around in that hack and you will be putting your checks back in the rack.
I said let's go. You know where.
Okay. Okay. Come on, Slugsy. So we leave Cynthia's place. I am burning, but there's nothing I can do. Meantime, the brain is getting weaker and weaker, and the jolt he gets in the cab is not helping. We go to Charlotte's place, and we get the same brush off. She is scared stiff, and the brain will not let Slugsy or me do anything. Then we are still in the cab, and the scene is as follows.
I do not like the way he is looking, Broadway.
You've got to stop.
I sure can hold on, can't I?
Brain, we gotta go to a hospital.
Too late now. I can't go anymore. Better stop here.
Here? But we are no place. Just a lot of tenements.
Can't help it. Stop.
Stop here, cabbie. And stop easy.
Okay, boss.
Get me out of this. Pay the cabbie.
Here. Okay. Easy, Slugsy.
Yeah.
Hold him while I pay the cabbie.
There ain't no place here he can stay.
Stay there. Here you are, bud. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, mister.
What are we going to do, Broadway?
Brain, let us go to a hospital.
Send me in the doorway there. Easy.
Okay. Here now. Easy, Brain. Now, back you.
Feels good to get out of that hack.
Look, a cop is liable to come along any second.
You two, beat it. Leave me.
Nothing doing, Brain.
Call my lawyer.
Yeah, and Doc Brennan.
Yeah. Got an idea, though. Don't need the doc.
Brain!
Hey.
Not yet, I...
Who is that? What do you want?
Stoller, Broadway.
It is all right, lady. We are just resting.
What's the matter with your friend? Is he sick?
Yeah, now go away, please.
Why, it's him.
Huh? What do you mean it's him?
The man who gave me the $20.
Huh? Let me get a good look at you. You are the old doll who sells apples. That is over 6 months ago.
He's hurt, ain't he? Oh, bring him into my room.
No. Cops will ask questions.
What if they do? You need help. Please, bring him in.
What do you say, Brian?
Okay. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Now, come on, Brain. Easy. Easy does it. That's a boy.
Put him on my bed.
Okay.
What about your kids there?
They won't wake up, not if we're quiet. I'll get some hot water. Oh. Oh, he's hurt bad.
Yeah. Real bad.
I'll go get a doctor.
No, wait. Broadway. Come close.
Yeah, Brain.
No, doctor. Just get my lawyer. But you gotta hurry. You gotta hurry.
So I get the brain's lawyer. We also get a doctor. But it is too late. The doc is not able to help. Because the jolting around the brain gets that night is too much. So the brain is no more. And nobody weeps louder than Cynthia, Doris, and Charlotte. And everybody says how much they think of the brain. I know better, but I keep my mouth closed, like the brain says. Then it is not until 2 weeks later that I get the payoff, which I will tell you about in a minute. It is 2 weeks after the brain turns in his checks that I am sitting in Mindy's when in comes Eddie Winters, who is the brain's lawyer. I see he's looking for somebody, so I wave to him, and he comes over and sits down.
Oh, just the guy I'm looking for, Broadway.
Huh? You are looking for me?
Uh-huh. You and I have a little business.
We have?
Uh-huh. You remember the night the brain died?
I remember it. I will never forget it.
Well, I'm just checking on a couple of things.
Like, for instance, what?
How much do you know about the three dolls?
Too much. But I do not talk.
I figured you wouldn't. Well, just before the brain died, he made a few quick changes.
Huh? Changes in what?
You see, I knew the setup with the three dolls. You know, he spent a fortune on them.
He does?
Uh-huh. But I've got a copy of his will here.
What does that have to do with me?
The brain leaves you $1,000.
Oh, I see.
And each one of the three dolls gets $1.
They should have to give back some change.
Maybe. But, remember the old apple lady?
Uh-huh.
The brain leaves her the rest of his money. $1,000,000, or close to it. You're not surprised?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Only, there's one thing he told me just before he died. Something he wanted me to write in the will.
Huh? What is that?
He said, if anybody asks why I did this, just tell them, because the brain goes home. You get it?
No. I do not.
Come on, Broadway. What was he talking about?
I do not know, Eddie. The brain is a funny guy. Maybe it is some kind of a joke. Eh? Well, so long, Eddie.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, The Brain Goes Home. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.